This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to the National Hurricane Center, Hurricane Michael came ashore, packing maximum sustained winds of 250 kilometers per hour, fulfilling expectations that it would hit Florida Wednesday afternoon with at least the same strength. Witnessing this is AP correspondent John Moon.
We're looking at winds gusting past 120 right now. Definitely not safe to be outside. Where I'm looking at from the foyer of this hotel, the wind just blew open the exterior doors. The pressure is so low. The wind is disgusting. Yeah, it's bad. So more awning is just blown off of the front of the Holiday Inn Express where we are.
Michael intensified early Wednesday afternoon as it made landfall near Mexico Beach, Florida. Hours after the extremely dangerous storm strengthened into a Category 4 hurricane and threatened to be the strongest storm to strike the region in recorded history, Michael has already soaked parts of Central America and Cuba with heavy rains, causing flooding and power outages. At least 13 storm-related deaths have been reported in El Salvador, Honduras, and Nicaragua. A new report released Wednesday by the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan suggests that Afghanistan civilians continue to die in record numbers. From the start of the year to the end of September, the UN documented more than 8,000 civilian casualties, of which less than 3,000 died, more than 5,000 were wounded. Most of the casualties resulted from the actions by non-state actors, including the Taliban and the Islamic State. Egyptian authorities have detained the youngest son of jailed former President Mohamed Morsi on Wednesday without giving a reason. The family said that their fear is that he'll be held indefinitely. Morsi said three state security men occupied by a special forces officer took his brother Abdullah along with his ID and mobile phone. This is VOA News. Turkish investigators are focusing on an Apple Watch and 15 Saudi men who entered the consulate in Istanbul around the same time as missing journalist Shumal Hoshukshi and left a short time later. Emily Wither reports from Istanbul.
Here in Turkey, Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi believed he was safe. This is the commentator heading into the consulate on Tuesday, October 2nd. There isn't security footage of him leaving. Turkish officials believe he was murdered inside. Saudi Arabia strongly rejects the accusation. These 15 Saudi men are now the focus of investigations. The intelligence team, pictured in Turkish media, entered the consulate at the same time. Jamal had been living in exile in Washington for more than a year. A veteran reporter, he was writing a column for the Washington Post. He could now say things he couldn't at home. Criticizing the Saudi crown prince, the kingdom's crackdown on dissent, and its war in Yemen. But he was increasingly worried that Riyadh could hurt him or his family.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump says he is demanding answers about Khashoggi's disappearance.
Well, I want to see what happens, and we're working very closely with Turkey, and I think we'll get to the bottom of it.
The president would not comment about whether he has talked with the Saudi officials about this. The U.S. denounced Wednesday what it said was the Venezuelan government's participation in the death of opposition activist Fernando Albán. The White House said in a statement that the U.S. would continue to pressure the government until democracy is restored in Venezuela. The White House also called for the immediate release of all Venezuelan political prisoners and for the Maduro regime to take direct, credible steps to reestablish democracy in Venezuela and prevent further suffering and bloodshed. Albán was a Caracas City Council member who was accused of being involved in an unsuccessful drone attack on President Nicolas Maduro. A U.S. congressional study concludes that the protection of human rights in China has been on a downward trajectory by virtually every measure since President Xi Jinping assumed power in 2012. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is one of the members of Congress contributing to the report. He said a particular concern is the mass arbitrary internment of as many as 1 million or more Uyghurs and other Muslim ethnic minorities in political re-education camps in western China. The report also attacked Beijing for its control of Hong Kong, citing the continued erosion of the city's autonomy. The study also said Chinese authorities have imposed repressive policies in Tibet. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.